We used to be able to have choice of maybe three trips at least down to Prince Rupert during a week. Now it's been reduced to once a week, and even in the worst times of service, once a month. That's crazy.
That impedes Alaskans trying to live their lives, not to mention commerce, in a pretty significant way.
And I'm hoping with the new legislative makeup that we'll be able to stabilize that and get some parity amongst the rest of DOT.
But the problem is, we can't cut any more. You know, we just can't.
They can tell us this is what the Marine Highway system will look like in 5 years. This is what our goals are for improving cost recovery, for decreasing costs. And I think they can do that very well within the public corporation framework.
Where's the revenue? My first question. If the state's subsidizing the Marine Highway 60, 70, 80 million a year, where's their revenue stream and how stable is it? Once that question's answered, then we can have some more dialogue on how we're going to operate it.
People are depending upon the ferry service for medical transportation, for school transportation, and to make trips to buy necessities. I don't think that there's a sufficient degree of consistency and reliability right now.
My concern when you have a reduction of that magnitude, what's the impact on the revenue and what's the net bottom line to the Marine Highway with their fixed costs and union contract obligations they have to meet? And first you have diminished service, then you have no service, and you ask me if it's adequate? I don't think so. Where's the revenue? My first question. If the state's subsidizing the Marine Highway 60, 70, 80 million a year, where's their revenue stream and how stable is it? Once that question's answered, and then we can have some more dialogue on how we're going to operate it.